KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a partly cloudy sky here in Atlantic. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy with a high around 42. Currently, we have, again, a partly cloudy sky, and the temperature is at 28 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials of the Creston Police Department report four arrests took place over the holiday weekend. Sunday night, 77-year-old Richard Lee Ray of Creston was arrested at his residence on a charge of domestic assault. Ray was transported to the Union County Jail, where he was being held without bond until seen by a magistrate. And there were three arrests that took place on the 24th in Creston. At around 12:45 a.m., 41-year-old Justin Allen Robertson of Creston was arrested at the intersection of Mills and Vine Streets. Robertson was charged with possession of a controlled substance, second offense, marijuana. He was transported to the Union County Jail and later released on bond. Friday afternoon, 31-year-old Brooke Marie Carter and 38-year-old Lee Ryan Fowler, both of Creston, were arrested at Carter's residence in the 300 block of North Walnut Street in Creston. Carter was charged with possession of a controlled substance, first offense, methamphetamine, and violation of a no-contact order. She was taken to the Union County Jail and later released on a promise to appear in court. Fowler was charged with violation of a no-contact order and obstruction of emergency communication. He was transported to the Union County Jail and later released on a promise to appear. On December 22nd, the Ameristar Casino Hotel helped to shine a light on the darkness of Alzheimer's and dementia by presenting a check for $13,000 to the Alzheimer's Association for the longest day. The funds were raised through guests donating their unwanted change, tickets, and chips to the casino floor donation box. Longest Day is a do-it-yourself fundraising event to help advance the care, support, and research efforts of the Alzheimer's Association. Ameristar's The Longest Day fundraiser was part of the Ameristar Cares program, which has been held for the last 2 years to donate funds to Council Bluffs area nonprofits. Today, an estimated 50 million people worldwide are living with Alzheimer's or other dementias, including more than 6 million Americans. In Iowa alone, over 66,000 individuals are living with Alzheimer's or dementia, and more than 73,000 family members and friends are caring for them. The Alzheimer's Association is a worldwide voluntary health organization dedicated to Alzheimer's care, support, and research with a mission to lead the way to end Alzheimer's and all other dementia by accelerating global research, driving risk reduction and early detection, along with maximizing quality care and support. For more information, visit alz.org or call 800-272-3900. Elsewhere in state news, a Northern Iowa sixth grader could have enjoyed a windfall after finding a $100 bill, but instead he decided to use the money to buy Christmas gifts for needy kids. The Mason City Globe-Gazette reports that Jacob Baller of Clear Lake was on his way home from school earlier this month when he saw a $100 bill on the ground. When no one came forward for the money, Jacob knew right away what he wanted to use it for, and that was to help children who might not get Christmas presents. His family went to the store, purchased toys and games, and then gave them to a local CPA firm that matched the donations. All told, there were 14 toys donated to needy children. An Eastern Iowa man has been rewarded with his face on a cereal box because he's a devoted fan of that product. KCRG-TV reports Clarence Frett has been eating a bowl of Wheaties every morning for breakfast since he was in the Coast Guard in World War II. Clarence says he has a bowl of Wheaties with a little sugar and milk in it each day. He'll be 100 years old next month. The Breakfast of Champions is already 100 years old. Clarence's daughter, Renee, sent an email to General Mills to see if she could get her dad's face on a Wheaties box, just like the greatest of all time. And lo and behold, they came through. Frett was a barber by trade. He started cutting hair while in the Coast Guard and never stopped. Along the way, he opened his own barbershop in Marion in 1949 and snipped hair until he was 88 years old. His barbershop is now run by his daughters. Fred claims in addition to eating Wheaties every morning, all the great friends he's met at the barbershop keep him young. His daughter said that Clarence is active, healthy, and mentally sharp, so they'll keep him busy and make sure that he never runs out of his Wheaties. If you got an ugly Christmas sweater, something in the wrong size, or a duplicate item as a gift, now's the season for returns, and lines at customer service counters are long. Margot Rikus, a spokeswoman for the Better Business Bureau, offers Iowans some tips to keep the line moving smoothly.
Be patient, because all the sales employees, especially the first few days after Christmas, are overwhelmed with all the returns. And if you're patient, you're more likely to get some action.
Standing in line for 45 minutes may try your patience, but she says consider what it must be like to be the person hearing people's complaints all day long.
the customer who's trying to return the gift should always be calm and polite when trying to do so. People will be much more willing to help them.
When returning an item, she says to make sure to keep it in the original packaging and in like-new condition.
Do not take the tags off the things, because once the tags are off, probably impossible to return them.
And if the gift giver was thinking far enough ahead to enclose a gift receipt in your wrapped box, it'll make the process infinitely easier. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.